Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like. And our Rays are here to stay.
Welcome to our latest episode of our podcast series, Here to Stay. This segment highlights one of the developers involved in the project. I'm your host today, Neil Solons. We chatted on an earlier podcast with Michael Harrison, Senior Managing Director of Hines, the primary developer of the historic gas plant district. Today's conversation is with Alex Shapiro, Director at Hines. We started by discussing Alex's role there.
I joined Hines about 5 years ago in July of 2019, really out of the Hines Chicago office as an associate on the new business generation team. My main role is really to find and procure different acquisition and development opportunities throughout the Midwest region. And I did that for about 3 years with some success before being asked to really help expand our platform here in St. Pete. So I started to fly down here in April 2022, almost on a weekly basis. And in August of 2022, we were formally linked up with the Rays to submit the RFP for the redevelopment of the historic gas plant district, which is when I started to work on this project closely with the Tampa Bay Rays. As everyone knows, we ended up submitting the RFP later that year, and we were selected in January of 2023. And now this is a full-time focus of mine. You know, as a project manager at Hines, we really focus on all aspects of the development cycle for specific projects. So for this project specifically, I really helped manage the RFP process, conducted the underwriting, market research, and now I'm mostly focusing my time on getting the development agreement and the city and county approvals across the finish line, as well as capitalizing the project for the first phase of development, which we hope to launch in 2025.
So obviously the project has a lot to do with this, but what also led you to move full-time to this area? Because as most know, Hines is a global development firm with operations in all parts of the country and the world.
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, when I was in Chicago, I had some success up there, and I woke up one day to a text from one of our regional executives, and he said in the text, "Can we talk about FL?" And at the time, I kid you not, I had no idea what he was talking about. I thought it was a joke. I actually called one of my other colleagues and I said, you know, I just got this call or this text message rather that said, "Can we talk about FL? Do you know what he's talking about?" And he said, "Shapiro, he's going to ask you to focus on St. Pete in Florida." And I say that because it was funny. I grew up, spent my whole life in the Midwest. In fact, this is the first winter I've had outside the Midwest in my whole life, which I've thoroughly enjoyed. When I ended up getting on the phone with this individual and talking about Florida, you know, it was too good of an opportunity to let go by the wayside, especially from the professional side, given all the growth and immigration that's happened in the state of Florida. But more specifically, what's been going on here in St. Pete, you know, it's just one of the top areas for immigration in the country. So I jumped on the opportunity, said yes, and I've been pleasantly surprised, aside from the professional opportunity, how much I've really come to love and enjoy Tampa, St. Pete, the vitality around here, and everything going on. So it's been a wonderful journey so far.
So as someone who's still what I would call a relative newbie, can you touch on your impressions overall of St. Petersburg specifically, and maybe why you feel this project really will enhance what you see as an already thriving community?
My initial impressions, I live in downtown St. Pete, and something that I mentioned before, something that I'm really impressed with is the vitality of the city. It always seems like there's something going on here, whether there's events or block parties or going out to the pier to grab a drink, or, you know, the WWE event that was hosted at the Trop just a few weeks ago. I've been pleasantly surprised with how young and active the market is. And I'd say a lot of my friends actually that have come to visit me from from New York and Chicago have felt the same. So it's been really, really great getting to know the market, getting to know the restaurants and places to go out and things to do around here. Specifically, in, to answer your question about, you know, this project, I think we talk a lot about in real estate, the hole in the donut, which is sometimes better described as a land site that exists sort of in the middle of a mixed use and active community. And that could be a 1 acre land site. In this instance, we have a really incredible opportunity to take an 86 acre site that is the hole in the downtown St. Petersburg donut, where we've seen the city really grow up around the site in every direction, and sort of the ability to develop the street grid and reintegrate this site into the broader city is something that is super interesting and really one of a kind opportunity for the St. Petersburg community. It's not often where you get a site like this and you're one block off of the great Central Avenue and all the retail and F&B and activation just north of the site. So those are some really interesting aspects of the site from a locational aspect. And then what I think about this project more broadly speaking and what it can do to help further activate the downtown area, you know, there's certain aspects of the project that really, really excite me. One of those is our 4,000 to 5,000 person indoor outdoor concert venue, which is going to be operated through partnership with one of the largest entertainment operators in the world. And that is going to be an area that is activated, we hope, 130 to 150 days per year. So in addition to the 81 plus home games a year for the baseball season, we have activation from an entertainment operator. And when you start to really add these pieces of the puzzle together, whether it's the entertainment venue, whether it's, you know, the 150,000 square feet of F&B centric or food and beverage centric retail, whether it's the baseball games, we're really going to create a place that's activated 250 plus days a year, which right now, as you know, the site doesn't really have that luxury given that it's a parking lot and in a stadium. So all of those ingredients, I think, are really, really going to benefit the broader St. Petersburg community.
So with all those dates, I mean, this area in essence can become somewhat of a more of a destination. How maybe are projects like these becoming really a future of development where you're creating a destination type project?
You know, many developers have taken sort of a siloed approach to what I'd call mixed use. And I feel like when you take a siloed approach to mixed use, when the multifamily developer optimizes for the multifamily and the retail developer optimizes for the retail and the office group optimizes for the office, it's really hard to create an integrated sense of place because everyone's sort of optimizing for their own things versus optimizing for the overall place. And so we've seen this theme and thesis for mixed use development where a group like Hines or any developer who's not only focused on the office component or the multifamily component or retail or entertainment venue or hotel, but someone who can really come in and bring all of those uses together, focusing not only on the buildings and what's happening within the confines of the building, but within the spaces between the buildings, you really outperform because you create a better place for your customers. And your customers reward you for that. They come to your restaurants more often. They lease more of your office space. They want to live on site. This is a thesis that we've had internally at Hines and that we've been executing dozens of projects around the globe, although the historic gas plant district will be our largest project we have underway, period. And we have seen tremendous success here through the data.
So because it's the largest you've had to the opportunity as a company to work on, does this not only potentially ignite the St. Pete Tampa area, but become maybe an example for how to do it in other places around the country?
I definitely think so. You know, Hines has had the good fortune of working on 13 $1 billion plus developments. This project is going to be a $6 billion plus development. And we've learned things with every single project we've developed. And the way that Heinz is really structured is we have a central repository of best practices for all of the projects we've learned on. So all of these projects that we've mentioned, both the $13 billion projects as well as the 1,600 other projects we've developed or invested in across the globe, we have learnings, and we're trying to incorporate those learnings and best practices here at the Historic Gas Plant District so we never make the same mistake twice. And I do think this is going to elevate St. Petersburg in a way that we've seen other mixed-use projects elevate different areas of the country. And it'll further elevate a city that is already, in my opinion, on a great trajectory.
Well, we look forward to following that trajectory. And Alex, we certainly appreciate some time that you've shared with us about your involvement with Heinz on today's podcast.
Thank you all so much for having me.
Thanks so much to Alex Shapira of Heinz for joining us on the latest in our series, Here to Stay. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk with you soon.